Red flag story of the century is the story of Joseph Peter Gabarini III.
Morning, Norm.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Gabarini. Joe Gabarini.
Oh!
He's the 29-year-old former kindergarten teacher who's accused of inappropriate sexual contact with two girls in his kindergarten class.
We're all suspicious of the male kindergarten teacher anyway, aren't we?
Yeah, let's just let's kind of keep that position female. Yeah. I think that, you know.
It's just weird to begin with. Sorry. I'm sure there's some great ones
out there. I know, but we live in a genderless society, except, of course, for gender. but just we trust women a little bit more in that role.
Men shouldn't teach until junior high.
And even then.
Even then.
So, yes, this guy worked in Plano ISD at Hunt Elementary School, which is in Murphy, but it's part of Plano ISD.
Yeah, some of Murphy's in. Yeah,
why can't we shore up these school districts? It's very confusing. Anyway, he was arrested back in May of 2010, but he's just now, I guess, going on trial. He faces up to life in prison if convicted on these two felony charges. But this is what he's accused of. We're now finding out more about this case. He's accused of playing
a mommy baby game
in the classroom.
Unnecessary.
Why is he the mommy? He gave them sippy cups and pacifiers and put diapers on them. And he told investigators that it was a form of psychology. If the students acted like babies, he was going to treat them like babies. But his, I guess, the prosecutor gets up there and says, this defendant has a sexual interest
in performing sex acts with diapers.
Off.
While he's wearing the diapers?
You all right?
Yeah.
He's wearing the diapers?
Now, I think, yes, some of this is him wearing diapers. And they found this out because they went to his home, of course, to search for
child pornography.
And while they were there, they found thousands of diapers in his house, many of them dirty. Investigators also found a cage where Gabarini said that he slept in diapers because the cage door was controlled by someone on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Some people seem to be up on WTF charges, just like, you know.
Wait, what? The charge is WTF?
Yes. You really can't define it. It's just like, what the?
How old is this gentleman?
29.
29 years ago, when his parents proudly brought home
the answer to this.
Their bundle of joy.
Finish. He has the right
their bundle
to speak.
Of joy from the hospital.
Yes,
and
great.
They looked into each other's eyes and said, we did it. We brought a life into this world. He's going to have the best life ever. Did they imagine?
Will he be president someday? That's what they're wondering.
Maybe an astronaut?
Do you think they wondered, will he be president? Or will he sleep in a cage in diapers with the cage door controlled by someone on the internet?
Why
are you shaking your head?
Did it even enter their mind that was a possibility?
No. They never guessed that their 29-year-old son would be sleeping in a cage in diapers.
A home with tons of dirty diapers.
Thousands of diapers, many of them dirty. Investigators also found a bedroom decorated in a princess theme with girls' clothing in the closet and Snow White bedding on a toddler bed. And the bed also had shackles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh,
that's Adrian Beltre's reaction to it.
His own defense attorney told jurors that his client...
That he's quitting?
that his client had a deep, dark secret that if anyone found out, it could cost him his job. And he said that Gabarini had an addiction and visited multiple adult pornography sites on the internet every day. But what he did in the privacy of his home was separate from his teaching job.
I don't think so.
And he said, look, this my client is not interested in
pedophilia.
He's not interested in little girls. He's addicted to... This is his defense attorney, okay?
He is addicted to bondage, sadomasochism, and wearing diapers and frilly dresses.
Hey.
Yeah, but we want him around kindergarten.
That is his defense. Okay, that's not the prosecution. That's his defense. So the defense is, hey, the guy's effed up, but what he's doing is not illegal, and these charges are not true. I told you.
That's where you're headed?
What?
Well, you said you told us. What did you tell us?
I told you that was a red flag story.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Your closing argument scheduled today for the trial of Joe Garbarini. You remember this dude? He's the 29-year-old former Plano ISD kindergarten teacher. After his arrest, he was charged with playing the mommy baby game with his kindergarten students and putting diapers on them. Mm-hmm. And they searched his home after his arrest and found thousands of dirty diapers, a large dog cage that he slept in that he let be controlled by someone on the internet, whether or not he could get in and out of it. And he slept in a bedroom decorated in a princess theme. He slept in a toddler bed that had stirrups in it, that had, like, shackles. Why are you shaking your head, George?
I hadn't heard. That's a new detail. I hadn't heard that one.
I told you that before.
I forgot about the stirrups.
I don't know. I've heard shackles. I don't know if it was stirrups. I don't know if it was a...
This is the guy that I wanted to put up on WTF charges.
Right. This is who you invented WTF charges for.
I think so, yeah.
You've sunk so low that you're sleeping in a dog cage, but that's not good enough. You've got to let some stranger on the internet control when you can get in and get out. What if your internet connection goes down?
Well, then you just sleep in the toddler bed with your legs up in stirrups.
But, I mean, what if you're in the dog cage and it goes down? You can't get out.
That's right. You just miss work. And you just hope and pray your boss doesn't come knocking on your door. I know, I'm fine in here. Just go away. Go away. Well, computers seized from his home showed visits to websites involving diapers, infantilism. That's when someone pretends to be a baby.
Sex and bondage.
Mm. Why keep the dirty diapers?
That was just part of it for him. He's 29.
So they're going to send
And already
him to...
he's gotten that warped. Just meeting a girl at a bar is no longer good enough. Mm-mm. And that just doesn't do it for him.
So is he going to be sentenced to Fruit Basket Land, or where are we doing with this guy? What are we going to do?
Where is that?
I don't know. It's where people
it's a
like
Jellystone,
that ought
to go. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Closing arguments scheduled for today, so we'll find out. We need to get this guy on the show.
No, we
don't. Oh, I would love to talk to him.
You're not fascinated with sleeping in a dog cage controlled by someone on the internet?
No, why give that guy publicity?
Because don't you want to know what makes his brain work that way?
No. It's short-circuited. End of story. He's in Fruitland. It doesn't matter.
I thought it was Fruit Basket Land.
Yeah, both.
No, he was going to be sentenced to Fruit Basket Land.
That's where he's going to be sentenced to.
Huh.